Hello.
Hi.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Faith Talks. And today I have we here with me
Kate from Kate Talks.
And this is going to be a part two of our ranting
video
podcast. And so I decided that I'm going to start doing a Bible verse of the day. And Kate on her podcast is going to start doing what?
An inspirational quote. I know it's kind of copying you, but I didn't want to fully copy you. So thank you for the idea.
I don't even care.
But pretty much, this is going to help you keep going. And maybe if you're thinking about doing things to yourself that aren't good, maybe you could see the podcast and think about it. So an inspirational
And also,
quote.
I can't take full credit for coming up with the idea to have a verse of the day, because it was actually my brother's idea, because my name is Faith and the name is Faith Talks, and it just makes sense to have a verse of the day, you know. So I'm gonna go ahead and say it now instead of at the end, because for some reason our podcast keeps ending whenever we're like about done with it. So I'm gonna go ahead and say it at the beginning so I don't run out of time. So I'm probably gonna stutter and have to say this a few times. Deuteronomy 6, 5, chapter 6, verse 5, and it is, "And thou shalt love Jehovah thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might."
Beautiful.
So, yeah, beautiful. Now let's get to the ranting.
Let's talk about what thing gets your bubbles bursting. Let's think.
Just school. I just feel like school is like the number one ranting topic. You can go on for hours. The teachers, what the teachers do, what the teachers don't do, the temperature of the school, the germs,
the dress code.
The dress code. Okay. It is so unfair.
Okay, guys,
the girls
so
can't wear anything. Yeah.
At our school, they believe that if girls wear something that's showing your shoulder, bra strap, your butt, your thighs, something too
if you
distracting.
Have your nude bra strap that it just fades in with your skin color, distracting. Principal's office.
Yeah, and I would like to go up to her. Oh, by the way, guys, this doesn't make any sense, but our principal is a girl. So that doesn't really make any sense.
For real, exactly. I want to be a principal when I grow up just so that I can make the freaking dress code fair. And y'all are probably like, well, maybe the principal doesn't have control over the dress code, but I know they do, because I do my research to little children, little chipmunks. That's how I know one of my teachers breaks the law all the time. I'm not going to say which one because I don't want them to get arrested, because I really like this teacher. But they do break
Wait,
the law
what?
A lot.
You like
and
this
it's really
teacher?
Just because.
Well,
kind, sometimes. Yes.
We're
I
not
going to
give any hints. But she. Oh, we said it's a she. Anyway. She can. Well, there's a bunch of she's in the world, so. She can be very fun, but yet she can be very.
Annoying. And she breaks the law.
Yeah.
Y'all are probably like, what do you mean she breaks the law? So it's against the law to not let your student go to the bathroom. And anytime anybody asks to go to the bathroom, she'll say, I'm technically not allowed to let you go to the restroom. So unless it's an emergency, sit your booty down, which is technically illegal because she is supposed to let us out to the bathroom if we have to go.
Well,
it's
maybe
not
that's she
against the
if
rules.
It was an emergency.
Like, that's literally why all the teachers except for you have a potty pass. Why do you laugh every time I say potty pass?
I don't know. Anyway, guys, thanks for watching. I always say watching. It's listening.
Oh, exactly. Gosh,
you're not watching anything. You're just
listening to one of your sad podcasts, and at the end you go, thanks for watching. And I was like, they're not watching anything, stupid.
Wow.
My gosh. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Guys,
But
what
that's the
gets
one thing that stuck out for some reason. I was like, they didn't watch anything.
the thing that gets me mad is people are so quick to judge you. Like, they're so quick to judge you, and then they get to know you, and then they still hate you, you know? Like, they judge you based off your looks, but they've never met you before. That's not okay. It's
Like
not.
just because somebody has like 14 different vibrant colors in their hair, wears all black, and has a mohawk doesn't mean that they can't like princesses and ponies like everybody else.
Sure.
That was the weirdest example anyone
Yeah.
could ever get give. Oh my gosh, I can't speak. Give.
Guys, I don't know what to do or say because we pretty much ranted about everything except
College.
no, we are
You
not. There's no,
graduate to
you
go back to
don't.
school.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I'm not
Stupid.
gonna go to college mainly because, like, of course, yeah, I know you could get a really good job and then a really good family and all this, but I'm just gonna, like, do what my mom did. She didn't go to college. She, like, raised kids. She got a good job. She still got a good job without, like, a college degree or whatever. She works at a
I'm
bank.
going to college, sadly, because I want to be a nurse. Why do I have to have these occupations?
Well, I really don't know if I want to go to college. I really haven't decided. I mean, like, I don't want
You
to, but
should
like,
join
I'm.
Avid. Why didn't you sign up for Avid? You had like a really good chance of making it into Avid this year, and I don't know if you're gonna have as good of a chance if you try next year.
Because, number one, I don't want to, and no one can change my
Why?
mind.
Why
Number
don't you
two,
want to go
just
to
listen.
Avid?
Number two, I don't want to. Number three, I just feel like people are smarter than me, and like, I don't know.
Wait,
I
hold
feel
on. You're
like,
talking about Avid. Jalil is in Avid.
yeah, and he's still in Avid, so he's smart. He's just a stupid jock, or whatever. That
I'm
doesn't mean he can't be
stupid and I'm
smart.
in Avid. You don't have to be smart to be in Avid. A lot of people in Avid are literally dumb.
How are they still in Avid then?
What do you mean?
If you fail in Avid, you get kicked out. How are they still in
No, you
Avid?
don't. If you
That's
fail, you don't get kicked out of Avid.
what what's her face said.
Who's what's her face?
I don't know, but it's a girl. I don't know what her name was. Ooh, maybe it was
It's really
Danica.
hard. It's really hard to get kicked out of Avid.
Because Danica was like talking, she was like, "Yeah, I'm about to fail and get kicked out of Avid." I was like, "You can get kicked out." She was like, "Yeah." I was like,
You can
"Are
get
you
kicked out,
real?"
but not from that. You get kicked out from, like, if you get into, like, a fight or
Yeah,
something.
Deuce. Wasn't Deuce in Avid?
No.
Oh, well, I saw him wearing an Avid shirt like last year.
And also, Miss. Ooh, I'm not gonna say her actual name. The Avid teacher said, at the beginning of the year, she was like, "It's impossible for you to leave Avid. You can never leave until you graduate high school. Like, it stays with you forever. There's no way to get out unless you get kicked out." Like, she made it so obvious that there's literally no way out. And I went and talked to somebody in the office. You know that one girl that's pregnant?
Yeah.
I talked to her. She's the nicest person in the world. I talked to her and I was like, "So there's no way to get out of Avid?" And she was like, "Yeah, there is. It's so easy. You just say you don't want to be an Avid anymore, and then you go through a meeting, and then you're out." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, she is literally annoying. She was just trying to make it seem like we couldn't get out of Avid so that we wouldn't leave.
Yeah.
Because she knew how annoying she was."
Guys, we don't want to make this podcast really too long because the last one was like 22 minutes or whatever. And it's 4 a.m.
It's whatever. We can
So.
post whenever we want to. So be quiet. Nobody likes you. I'm kidding. Everybody
Sleep
loves you. We
schedule
love you,
messed up.
people. No, sleep schedule. Who's she? I've been staying up till 7 in the morning every day. Hey, if I stay up till 7 again, at least the assignment will be uploaded.
Yeah, I'm gonna wake up at
Let's
like
just
11 and do that.
try to stay up until the assignment is uploaded.
I'll be asleep.
If you're really confused right now, go
Okay.
back and watch part one.
Yeah.
Don't listen. Okay, how are you tired right now? I thought you had the same sleep schedule as me.
Okay, so listen. The past few days, I've been going to bed at like 3 a.m., mainly because like I've been playing Roblox with like myself. Because like I
That's
didn't
kind of
want to.
sad.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen to yourself. You are bringing me down right now, and I do not appreciate it, okay? All love, no hate.
Well, we're supposed to be the CEOs of staying up all night, and you can't even stay up till 7.
Oh, really? I've stayed up till 10 a.m. Remember that time we did that? Yeah, remember that? You remember that? Church.
I stayed up till
All day before.
10 p.m.
I don't know if that's a big flex, but
It is, because we stayed up all night. It was 5 in the morning,
you said you went home
and
and crashed asleep.
yeah, at 10. It was 10 by the time I got
Wait,
home
wait,
because I
shh,
did
shh,
stuff with my
shh.
family. Oh my God, I swear to God, there's someone outside my window. That's kind of scary. No. I'm being serious. Well, then.
Oh, it's the cat. Oh God, I almost got
You, oh my gosh.
I flipped out. I could hear like tapping, you know, like nails on like I thought it was the window. I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna die. This is about the last video y'all will see of me.
Nobody sees you, and it's not a video.
My God. You always bring me down.
Okay, we're gonna do a story time about one time when we went to our friend Chloe's house and stayed up all night.
Let me take it first. Okay.
Okay, we'll take turns explaining.
So first things first, Chloe invited us all to her house, and
Oh,
we were
Brooke
there.
was there too, by the way.
Yeah, Brooke. She's our friend. She was there too. We were all there. We brought some snacks over, right in like halfway, not halfway through
No
the
one
night.
brought snacks. We starved.
No, we had those dynamites that Brooke bought. I mean, brought. I was with her.
I never got any
Oh,
dynamites.
that's because I ate them all. I ate them all
Wow.
on Chloe's bed
No
and I got
wonder I
crumbs
remember
everywhere.
starving.
Anyway.
Oh, wait, I
Anyway.
do remember that.
Yeah. I got them all over her bed.
Didn't we eat
Anyway.
rice too?
Yeah. And chicken. Rice and chicken. It was so good. Anyway.
I just ate plain rice and y'all thought I was weird.
Yeah, I was like, ew. Okay, let me get back to the story. So,
Sorry.
we were sitting there, and about like not halfway through the night, but like a little bit after we got there, she got a call from her grandma. I was like, "Hey, you want to go to church? We're having this fun event next." They're like, "We're having this fun event next time."
Wait, that's not how it happened.
Her grandma called her because we were getting
Wait, that's
prepared.
wait, no, that's not how it happened. We were at Brooke's house, and then Chloe was like, you want me to come pick you up from the house and we can just go to my house?
Oh yeah. Anyway,
That's we were at
so pretty
Brooke's
much,
house first, and then we ended up there. And she was
yeah.
like,
So we ended up
y'all
at
want to come
Chloe's
to church with
house,
me tomorrow?
and then we went to church. Like we stayed up all night until 10 a.m. Y'all, 10 a.m. We played Monopoly. Me and Faith were on a team, and we cheated a lot.
We are the best at cheating.
Yeah, we hid cards under our
Especially at Uno.
legs. Yeah, Uno. We played like a game of charade. I'm pretty sure it was.
It was a weird type of charades.
Yeah, it was like weird. Had a timer and stuff.
Like drawing charades.
And then we were with each other so much that we started like kind of fighting a little bit, like getting annoyed of each other because we've been with
Like
each other so long.
we just got annoyed because of miscommunication, but then when it all got cleared up,
Yeah, and then we made
it was because
TikToks
we
in
all
our
had to like whisper
onesies.
like this. Oh my
Yeah, and
gosh,
we couldn't
those
hear
were
each other.
literally hilarious.
Oh yeah, me and Chloe, you were there, right? Yeah, you were there, yeah.
Yes.
Me and Chloe were laughing on the ground saying, "Guess what? You farted." Do
Okay, it
you
doesn't
remember
sound funny, but it was the funniest thing ever.
that? Yeah, it doesn't sound funny at all, but like since we were like turning around and like bending our backs and like breaking our backs
If
and
you
hitting
were
each other,
there,
it was
you would have
hilarious.
been dying. And also, it was literally 5 in the morning, so anything was funny because we
Yes,
hadn't slept.
we were
Didn't
delirious.
Chloe make us coffee too?
Yeah.
I feel like we all got coffee because she made me pick a mug, and I was like, I don't know, just pick one. She was like, I don't care, just pick any of them. And I was like, no, I don't want to. I was scared I was gonna pick the wrong one, and she would get mad at me.
The wrong mug.
Yeah. That's how I think.
Yeah, guys, so then we stayed up, and as soon as I got home, my mom picked me up. I got
You
home
just
and I
skipped
crashed.
the whole story.
What do
So
you mean?
basically
Oh, yeah.
we stayed up and we like picked out outfits and like wasn't Brooke gonna wear a skirt as her shirt?
Yeah, she
It
was
looked
gonna wear that
so cute
skirt.
though. She didn't
Yeah.
though, I don't think. Yeah.
No, she
We
didn't.
all wore like the cutest shirts ever. We went and we got some food because we were like starving. Like I was like dead starving.
I have a picture of that morning too, except my face
Yeah,
was cut
we
out a
all looked
little bit.
so cute.
And like the zoom in. Yeah, Chloe was in the front with her grandma. Her grandma stopped and got us donuts and piggies in a blanket.
Piggies
Brooke
in a
said she,
blanket.
yeah, Brooke said she was starving. She was like, I was so
We were all. I was literally dying, but I
We
was
were
scared
so
to say
hungry.
anything.
Yeah, because I
Yep.
didn't want Chloe to like go in her fridge and all that. I just
Yeah, and
felt
like,
bad.
I don't like to. I don't like saying that I'm hungry when I'm at a friend's house because I feel bad.
Yeah, me too. I'm like if you
I don't
like
want to eat your food.
yeah, and then your mom's like, "Hey, do you want any more?" And I'm like, "No, thank you." And then like I get like freaked out for some reason. I'm like, "Oh God, what if I say yes on accident?" So I'm like, "Yeah, no. No." I said no.
That's
Yeah.
why one time whenever we went to Brooklyn's house, I got my dad to go to the store and bring us like a bunch of food. Got us Jolly Ranchers,
Oh, I ate most of
chocolates,
them.
popcorn.
I hated popcorn, but now, guys, I kind of like it
She's getting
now.
better.
I'm getting better. I just can't eat the, like, I will refuse to eat the movie theater popcorn. It's too salty and too buttery, and
We're
it just,
getting there. We're getting
yeah.
there.
I might once again, but definitely not in the near 16 years. Like, ew.
And I was like, how does that happen to a person? But the same thing happened to me, but I can't eat mac and cheese now.
Oh my God, that scared the living farts out of me. Oh
Have we mentioned it's 4 a.m. right now? That's why we're like not even like awake.
my. The dog was walking by and I thought it was like a little girl upside down walking down.
What the heck?
I was
There's
about to
literally something wrong
freak
with
out.
you.
Hey, how are
Meow.
you? How are you? Get them off. Get them off. Get them off. Get it. Get them off. You're so cute. You're so cute.
I know.
You go.
Have you ever read a book while listening to music?
No, because it like confuses me.
Me too. It's like straight vibes, but like it like messes with my head.
Yeah,
I
confuses the
feel
heck
like
out of me. I'm like, wait, did I just
it's probably because
whatever.
something's wrong with our head. I'm sure it's just a
Yeah.
thing because we stay up too late.
Yeah.
I've also lost my sense of volume from screaming too much. I don't know when I'm talking too loud, so I'm probably gonna wake up my mom pretty soon.
Yeah, my uncle gets up at like 5:30, so I have to kind of like whisper
My
for like
dad already
five.
left for work.
What time does he leave? Like 12, you said?
He goes pretty early.
What time does he have to be there?
I don't know. I don't pay attention.
Probably like two, how, where does he work? Like
I
2 hours
don't
away? An
remember.
hour away?
I don't know. No. Like,
Oh
I don't
gosh. You do not pay attention, do you?
know.
Guys, if we.
I'm gonna
What
stay up till my mom gets ready for work.
time does she get ready for work?
Seven, I think.
Maybe we can do our assignment then.
Yeah.
Guys, if we like finish this podcast, what are we gonna do? What's our options? Because I'm not in a sad mood anymore.
Yeah, let's just FaceTime and be crackheads for a little bit. Oh my gosh. I was in the most crackhead mood the other day. when I was watching Sam and Cat, and my dad was in there, like, just sitting on the couch, just like, sitting there, just, like, watching Sam and Cat with me for some reason. And then I just got off the couch, looked at him, looked at the TV, and I was like, hold on, who am I? Like, I forgot who I was.
Oh, my God.
And then, and you know those videos where you get a weighted blanket and you throw it over your head and then you, like, fall?
Oh, my God. Brooke has to show you that videos. I did that to me with the weighted blanket and I yeeted myself.
So, I don't have any weighted blankets, but I really wanted to try that. So, I put a bunch of, like, I put one singular tiny flat pillow behind me. And I grabbed just, like, a normal blanket, and I threw it over my head, and I pretended to, like, yeet backwards. And I asked my dad, did it look real? And he was like, I don't know. And I was like, I
Why
bet you it did.
Why is your dad so quiet? Y'all are, like, nothing alike.
I'm sure.
At all,
no.
When it comes to that.
No, like.
Does he ever talk?
Yes. He was acting like that because it didn't look real, but I felt like it did. So he was like, yeah, it looks so real.
Does he like, I don't know. I'm just confused because I don't live with y'all, obviously, but I'm just saying like.
You practically do.
Yeah, pretty much. But like, when he has like other guests over, like let's say Kayla or Michaela or like Jordan, other people other than me, is he quiet as well?
He's more talkative around Kayla because, like, she's been my friend for the longest.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, they are friends or something, apparently, because she calls him Bad Cop or something. I don't know. It all started in Oklahoma. Yeah, we were in Oklahoma for a soccer tournament, and she just called him Bad Cop, and it just sprouted a friendship.
Yeah,
and I was like, okay,
I mean, like,
y'all friends instead of me now?
What if I started calling your mom, like, Mama Cop? That'd be weird.
She calls her Good Cop. It's Good Cop and Bad Cop.
So then what are you, Middle Cop?
No, I'm just the daughter.
The useless daughter. You're just standing there.
Well, I'm just there.
You and your friend, like, well, your friend and your parents are having.
I'm just standing there beside of Kate, just like, I'm here. Like, shut up.
Hey, how are you guys? Paul? Lewis? I'm like, oh, why are you calling us by our real
names? And you know what's weird, guys? Kate is actually more friends with my mom than she is with me.
Mm-hmm. We just
her and Michaela both. Two of my friends like my mom more than me.
Well, I never said that. Your mom just likes me more than you. That's the problem.
Shut up. It's sad because it's true.
Your mom sits there and she's like, did she hit you, Caitlin? I'm like, yes. Hannah, I apologize right now.
If I literally, like, playfully hit her, like, playfully abuse her.
Like, it won't even
like,
hurt.
I just said playfully abuse her. That's not even okay. And then, like, my mom will be like, Hannah, that's not nice. Don't do that. And I was like, I'm just playing. And she's like, no, that's not playing. You can't do that. And I was like, Mom, it's...
I full on box
like,
you.
Yeah. And I just did it lightly because my mom was right there. And she's just like, Hannah, that's not okay. You can't do that. No, you could have hurt her. Her mom will sue me. That's right. She could have died.
And then I, like, box Hannah. Like, I literally, like, punch her in the throat. And then her mom's like, oh, that's hilarious. Let me get her on Facebook. We're just playing.
Wait. Wait, were you there whenever we went to Hobby Lobby and we found the toast? And you were like, and I, like, shoved it into my face to see if it smelled good. And you were like, you can actually do that to someone. And I turned around and looked at you and I slapped it in your face. You're like, not what I meant.
So that's not what I meant.
And your mom started bursting. She was dying.
I'm pretty sure she took a picture of that or a video or something.
That was literally the best moment of our friendship. I don't care what anybody says.
You're over here. That's kind of hurting me, though.
No, like, but, like, that was the funniest. That was the funniest thing ever.
Yeah,
you could actually do that to someone, though.
Your mom wasn't even personally, like, paying attention.
She was just like, looking at something, and she just heard you talk, and she just looked over, and the next thing you know, just there's fake toast in your face. She died. She was, like, dying. She was laughing so hard. It was so funny.
What's another story?
We have a lot of stories. What's another story we can tell? Oh, one time we were in the car. We had our Starbucks. It was our first round of Starbucks that day.
First.
Yes, I get Starbucks a lot, and Kate came over, and she was like, and we like we went to Starbucks like three times in that day, and she was like, "What the heck?" And I was like, "What?" And she's like, "Oh my gosh." She's like, "I can't be friends with you.
You're like,
it's too basic. Basic white girl."
I really never go to Starbucks. What do you guys?
She was like, "I don't know what to get," and I was like, "What do you mean?" And I'm just over here with the Starbucks app and like my rewards program set up over here, and I'm like, "What?
What are you talking about?
What are you getting?
What are you gonna get?"
And I'm over here like, "I want an ice white mocha with ultra brown sugar and an almond milk frappuccino upside down, sparkling ice." And, and she's over here, can I
pink drink?
Can I get a whatever she got? Yeah. Is it good? No, it's just for the look. Oh, never mind.
I have like ice water.
No, I'm just sitting over here like, "Mom, get a pink drink for the picture and then get the almond milk lot, the iced almond milk latte for the taste. Get the strawberry frappuccino for the boomerang.
Oh, the dragon fruit. Get that, but also for the taste."
Yeah. Oh, no. That one's just for the don't drink it, Kate. It's for the picture.
It's just for the picture. Why are you drinking it?
Why are you drinking it? We throw those out when we're done.
That one's for the... Stop, that one's for the boomerang. You can't drink it either. Well, you're wasting like $40. What are you doing? Don't worry, it's twice a week every day. Wait, that makes no sense. Twice a week every day. That makes no sense.
We are literally so entertaining right now.
Yeah, I'm laughing. LOL.
LOL.
Yeah, have you ever said lol? Like, before, have you ever been like, lol?
Yeah.
No, like, not LOL, just lol. Just, I don't know where, lol.
Yes.
I was like, oh my god, I'm so weird. Why did I say it like that?
Did you know when that comes from England? Like, England didn't used to say LOL. They would say, oh, lol. Did you know if you say bacon in a British accent, you just said bacon in a Jamaican accent?
Bacon. Bacon.
Wait, no. If you say beer can in a British accent, you said bacon. You're saying bacon in a Jamaican accent. That's
bacon. Bacon.
Hear it?
Bacon. Oh my gosh, that's so cool. Bacon.
One time, at a soccer game, we had, like, this, like, ref, and he was, like, from Jamaica or something. And his accent was so cool, and him trying to pronounce my last name was literally the funniest thing ever. Yeah, Hannah, So, Kate...
Yes.
Do you have a hydro flask?
No.
Literally, me and Chloe blew all our money on a hydro flask, thinking that the Visco girl trend was never going to end.
Dopey.
Like, we thought we were so cool because we had hydro flasks.
Yeah, the trend's over. It's, like, dead.
I don't even use mine.
It's up for show.
And we're not even allowed to bring them to school. That's the dumbest thing ever. They think we're
It's.
gonna sneak alcohol in or something.
How about they just sit there and smell your breath every 5 seconds? Yeah, let's do that. Ew,
Exactly.
oh my God.
They can literally have us pour it out onto the desk. What's the problem? Like one time I told someone in my family, I was like, yeah, we always have to have see-through cups so that they know what's in them. And she was like, that's so stupid. Why can't, like, if they have a problem with it, they can just ask you to like pour some out on your desk. And I was like, thank you.
Yeah, maybe they can just go around licking them, and while they're at it, tell them to lick my butt because I don't like this rule.
Oh yeah, and also we were talking about dress codes earlier. Another thing about that is that whenever you think about it, it's really unfair because you're taking away, like, say a girl has their bra strap showing, so they have to go to the office because it's too distracting. You're taking away their learning time, their learning for the SAT, they're prepping for the SAT. They're trying to get a good GPA so they can get into college or something. They're trying to become smarticle, and you're taking away their learning time, making them become duller than the rest of the group, just so that one of the boys
Can
can be
stop.
smarter and brighter than the rest of than that one girl that had to go to the principal's office for the 10 minutes that took them to yell at her. And then the 15 minutes that it took her mom to come up there with a jumbo
T-shirt.
t-shirt,
Yep.
and then the 10 minutes of her mom yelling at the office, and then class is already over by the time she gets out of there.
Yeah, and it's just really dumb because, like she said, it takes away from their time to prep for their successful learning. And
Exactly. Like, you want to look cute for school and you literally can't.
you're trying to, like, at least make yourself look presentable, not look like you're dressing too
Trash.
down. You're dressing too down. You're letting yourself go. Like, we need to look good.
I was
And
literally dressed like a hobo one day at school. I literally had like the baggiest sweatpants ever on me. They didn't fit me. They weren't mine. They were JC's. They didn't fit me right. So they were huge on me. And then I had this jacket on. I forgot whose it was, but it wasn't mine. It was like this huge hoodie. It wasn't mine. It was too big for me. And I just looked like a hobo all day.
you know how whenever you have something, you really don't want it, but when you don't want, like when you don't have it, you want it so bad? That's kind of
Yeah.
how I feel with school right now.
I
Like,
hate school. I'm so glad we're not in it right now.
no, yeah, I get
Literally,
that. Like, the
everybody's
school
like,
and
oh my
stuff.
gosh, I hate. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, I hate school. I never want to go back. I wish it wasn't a thing. Then when this whole thing happens, you're like, oh my gosh, I miss school. I'm like,
No,
who
like,
even are you? Pick one.
no, just listen. So the only reason is because my friends, and that's all. I want to see their faces, and I want to be like,
I'm literally
I miss them.
fine. Sorry. Because we're about to be let off on May 1st.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Unless they change their stupid minds. Coming over
May 1st. May 1st,
And
I'm
we're
coming.
allowed to go to like state parks and stuff now, but you have to wear a mask, which is stupid because it's outside.
How am I supposed to get in the water? Oh my God.
Am I supposed to eat my chicken leg? I have a picture of me when I was like 3 eating like a chicken leg the size of me because I was so
Holy
tiny.
crap.
Like, it was a normal sized chicken leg. I was just a tiny sized human being. Are you considered a human being whenever you're a child? Are you
Yes.
considered a human being yet?
Ooh, let's start talking about shower thoughts.
Yes. Is water wet? That was like the biggest debate today at the lake because I went bow fishing today. I went like fishing, like normal fishing. And then like we went to like that one lake, I forgot what it's called, but it was really cool. And so we went bow fishing. And so we were having a lot of fun with it. And then I was with my brother and my brother's wife, and they're like the coolest people ever. And so we were all hanging out and going fishing, and I was like, oh man, the water's freaking wet. And everybody thought that was hilarious. And so for the rest of the day, we kept like talking, well, not for the rest of the time, but like a lot of the time we were talking in a British accent, like complaining about how the water was wet. And then Megan got way ahead of us, and me and Micah were running up behind her going, "Be careful, the bloody water's wet."
Oh
It's
my
so
gosh.
funny. But like,
Yeah.
is water wet? Because water gets you wet, but water isn't wet. Water is wet within itself, but it's not wet.
That's
You
too
know what I mean?
much. Yeah. I do,
Like
but I don't.
it makes other things wet, but it doesn't make itself wet because it's not wet.
Yeah.
Water isn't wet, but it's not dry
Okay.
either.
Now, let's talk about your birthday.
My
What are you
birthday's in
thinking?
10 days.
Yes, what are you thinking about doing? Like, you've talked to me about this before, but like, you could have changed your mind within it. I don't know.
So, I was gonna do this big thing. We were gonna go to an escape room, and then we were gonna go to like this like hotel room, which sounds kind of like bad, but like it's like a really nice hotel room, like one of those fancy ones. And because I don't have a pool, and my parents weren't about to get me one for my birthday, so we were gonna go over there, and like right at midnight, we were gonna go to the pool and like just spend the night at the pool. And it was gonna be a blast, but I think I'm saving that for next year. And this year, I'm just gonna have a sleepover at my house, which sounds boring, but like it'll be fine
Yeah.
because I'm asking for a bunch of expensive stuff, so we can't really afford to do a big party if I'm getting all of these expensive things.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't seem like you're not going. Corona. Mother, you can't tell me what I'm doing. I'm leaving.
I'm probably not
Just
going to
walk
be
out
able
the
to
door.
do it on my actual birthday. I'm probably going to do it like on the last day of May.
Like May 22nd, like summer starts.
Yeah. But that'd be like kind of fun, like and groovy. Next time I go to Galveston, you should come with me. I go to Galveston a lot.
I'm coming. On my way. Packing right now.
Would your mom let you?
Depends. How far is Galveston? Well, actually, they
4
might.
hours.
Yeah, it's not that far. My mom went to Sand. What is it called? It's like this beachy area. It's like, I forgot what it's called. It's like, not San Antonio. That's not beachy. I don't know, but they went to an ocean. And so they were talking about going and taking me since I'm like more mature, I guess, and like I like am down to earth and like I'm the most child to want to go. So yeah, they're probably gonna let me go. Awesome. How long is this call been? Dang, almost like 40 minutes.
37 minutes and
Counting.
32, 31, 30 something seconds.
Guys, if I was about to say if y'all haven't, I mean, like y'all haven't, but so, me and Faith, we have so many memories together. It's like not even funny. Like, we have a trampoline memory.
Oh my gosh, that's not okay.
We both fell out of the
She's fallen every single time someone comes,
trampoline
and every
twice.
single time she comes over to my house, someone always falls off the trampoline, not even on
It's,
purpose.
yeah, like,
Two times it was her, and once it was me. Like, she started the tradition,
yeah.
a few times after she'd been to the new house. And
Yeah.
she just fell off the trampoline. Next time she came over, fell off the trampoline. Next time she came over, I fell off the trampoline. I couldn't walk straight.
I haven't been to
I was
your house
waddling.
yet. Because I've kind of when I, yeah, and I thought her mom had something to do with it because her mom was like smiling when I walked in. I was like, "What do you have something to do with it?" She's
She
like, "What?"
didn't. I literally came in and I was like, ow, I just fell off the trampoline. And she's like, okay. Like on her phone. I was like, wow, thanks. And I went into the bathroom and Kate came in and she was like, oh, hey. And she was like, where's Hannah? She was like, I don't know. Did she come in here? And then Kate
Yeah.
goes, you're a part of something, aren't you? And she was like, what do you mean? What happened? And she was like, Kate, Faith fell off the trampoline. She was like, hey, Faith, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, you didn't care when I came in. And she was like, I didn't know you came in. I was like, what?
Like, mom, you had a whole conversation with me. Don't you remember? Like, you
Don't
like
you
when you
remember
talked
you
to me.
going,
Don't you remember you went,
Don't you remember you ignored me?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Good times, good times. Caitlin's a singer now. She's going on AGT. Then she's got, and then next she's going to The Voice. Soon she'll be very popular, and then she'll go on to America's Next Top Model. And then they're gonna shave off her head, and then she's going to cry. And
We
then
didn't
she's gonna
talk
end
about
up on a
that.
Where Are They Now show. Are you
Well,
excited to end up on a Where Are They Now show?
not really, because then they forgot about me.
But then you get re-entered into the world of Encyclopedia.
Yeah. Okay, so I can't wait for, you know how Snapchat like brings up the memories from like last year, like a year ago today, you know?
No, I don't know that because my phone is crap and I don't get any of that fun stuff.
Okay, well, it's not really that fun. But, so,
You're trying to
if.
dull it down so I don't get upset.
Yes, that is exactly what I'm trying to. Anyway, so it brings up memories from like a year ago that you never know you took. I took an ugly picture and I deleted it, right? It was like. But anyway, I can't wait for May 7th or May 8th or May 6th to roll around, because those are the times that we took pictures at like the little cabin that we were at for your birthday. I'm pretty
Oh my
sure.
gosh, I want to find that mustard video.
Oh, it's
The
on Haley.
mustard
Haley
video.
took it, didn't she? Haley took the video, didn't she?
Yeah, and
On
nobody
her
even knew
Insta.
that you never even fell asleep.
Oh yeah, I never did. I was awake.
Yeah, you were like, let's prank them. Tell them that I fell asleep. And I was like, I bet. And they ne we never even told them that you weren't actually asleep.
Even out of all, oh, when I fell off the bed 2 times, I was actually asleep on those times. I wasn't lying. But the one when I fell off on the big bed, I was kind of awake. But I fell off and I hit my elbow and I started to laugh, but then I started to cry because it hurt.
I don't remember you ever falling off the bed.
Oh, so you know the big bed in that red room, you know?
Yeah, the room we stayed in.
Yeah, I fell off that, remember? And then you're like, oh, you're fine. And then I got mad. Yeah, I got
I
mad.
don't remember that.
You were like, oh, she's just
Guys,
faking it,
there was
guys,
literally
or
like
something.
five different extra bedrooms left in the house for us to pick from. We all could have had our own room, but we all shared one room.
Yeah, we were too scared. I was too scared to sleep by myself.
There was one, two, including Macy, it was one, two, three, four, five of us.
There was me, Jordan, you, Haley,
Haley.
and then Macy. So five. Yeah, five, because Jordan, yeah. And then Macy. Yeah, it was
So
five of us.
five of us. We
And
all could
Koi.
have had our own room.
But
Koya
Koi didn't
slept
sleep with
with
us. Yeah, Koi didn't
the
sleep with us.
parentals.
Oh, that was the first time I met Koi, too.
He's a
He's
lot
so
bigger now.
cute.
All his hair is blue right
Yeah.
now because he dyed his hair. All of it.
Oh. Is
It's so
it?
cute. He wubs.
Oh.
He loves Dwoo. That's how he says blue. I
Oh.
love Dwoo.
I remember that time we went to the steakhouse for your sister's birthday, and he went up and hugged random strangers.
Wait, did I really? Oh
Not
no, I
you.
thought. I thought you said I did. I was like, I
Why would you
did?
keep that?
Because I'm sure I have before. I was like, wait, I remember that.
I was like, wait, what are you talking about?
I was like, wait, yeah, I did, didn't I? And you were like, what? I
Yeah.
tell you about Koi, but okay. There was
No.
two people that looked exactly like my mom and my dad, and Koi
Yeah.
thought that they were my mom and my dad.
But she denied it.
This
She was like, no, I just gave him a hug.
he ran up there, jumped in their booth, wrapped his arms around them, and just sat there for a little bit, looked up at him, noticed it wasn't them,
And just like
gave him a
stand
little
there
and then he just like gave him a little hug and a pat pat and ran off. And we were all laughing so hard.
I
It
was about to
was
pee my pants. I was like, oh my God.
me and Kate were like, we have to go to the bathroom.
And then I carried Macy on my back. Didn't she just get done with the basketball game?
I don't
Pretty sure.
remember.
I have a good memory. I think she did.
I have a good memory too. I remember one time when I was like super little, I asked for a Dora Explorer coloring book at the grocery store, and my dad was like, "I bet, here you go." And then it was like the dollar store or something, and they didn't have the little dividers to separate our stuff from the lady in front of our stuff. And so the cashier, I guess he was new or something, just kept checking out all our stuff until the lady in front of us got all of our stuff. And then we just walked out of there with nothing because she accidentally bought all of our stuff. And I remember I was so sad because I didn't get my Dora coloring book. I remember that, and I bring that up from to this day, and my parents are like, "I do not remember that," and I'm like, "Well, I do, and it happened, so don't even."
Why didn't y'all say anything?
I don't know. We just left.
They're like, "Why are you standing in line?" I gotta go.
No, I think they like started checking out our items, and my dad was just like tired of it and just left.
He was like, "Okay, come on, you know, come on.
I was like, "Where's my coloring book?" And he's like, "The lady in front of us accidentally got it." I was like,
"I want a new one." Did you cry a lot as a kid?
Yes. Oh my gosh. So
did your mom like spank you?
No.
Did she
I
just
was
like
the favorite?
She's like, "Do not do that."
I've always been the favorite. I can get away with anything.
But I think I could too. Anyway, continue.
It's because I'm the youngest. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I had a pacifier for the longest time, and I would not give it up. And so, what did I call it? I called it like a Bobby or something. That's what I called my pacifier, a Bobby. And so, I would hide my little bobbies everywhere in the house because my parents would always try to take them away from me so that I would be trained not to keep, like, have my bobby because I was, like, 7.
Oh, my God, that's too old.
And so I would, but this was, like, before I was 7. I was, like, really little at this age. I was, like, 2 or 3, maybe, like, 2, like, just became 2. And I was really smart for my age. I would hide bobbies around the house just so that whenever my mom would take one and hide it from me, I could go and find my spare bobby and use that one.
What happened when
but
you ran
I
out
did
of
have
bobbies?
Them. I never did. I don't know how I did it.
You hid one like in your underwear drawer. Oh, you're never, no one's gonna look in here. Oh, wait, I forgot they
changed. One time my cat had babies in my dresser drawer. It was nasty. And then the kittens stayed in my sock drawer. And I covered them up with socks because I thought they were cold. And my brother was like, "They're not cold, they have fur." I was like, "They were just born. They don't have enough fur. They need socks."
Did they die?
No. We let them off into the wild.
Oh. You could have at least sold them. I mean, like, they probably saw that, like, "We're the rats."
Did you know, like, there's, like, fishies that, like, you can, like get with, like, a boat? Like, you're only allowed to get, like, certain fishes with a bow?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know either, like, what kind of fishes.
I don't know. I just learned today that there's a fish called a carp or something.
I was literally thinking of that fish. It's called a trash fish because it tastes nasty.
Yeah, like it's a trash fish because it's trash and there's no need for it, and they're not purposeful, and
nobody eats them. They stink. They look weird.
Like, there's no use for them. Scary. That's why they're called the trash fish. I learned a lot today because I don't know my fishes. I know the ones with the whiskers are catfish, and that's it.
Yep.
And then, I really want to see an alligator carp because, like, they have, like, a beak and, like, really sharp teeth. And, like, it's, like, really cool. No. I don't know, okay? I don't know the difference between a carp and a gar and a yellow fish and a green fish and a blue fish, red fish.
Gar is like,
Okay. Well, I meant gar, okay? I don't know the difference.
gar is
They're
like
literally fish, so whatever. I forgot we were on the podcast.
little.
I think our podcast is better when we don't know that we're on.
When we are just having a conversation, it's literally never this good. And
Like literally, we got on this podcast not even knowing what we were gonna do. We were just like, "Hey, let's make a podcast," and she was, and we were like, "I bet," and we just did it. Like normally, we have it all planned out exactly what we're gonna say.
yeah, and we're like, "Hey guys, welcome." That's like the only the intro and like the Bible verse is pretty much all that we have planned out, or that she has planned out for her
I
channel.
have an app on my phone that tells me the verse of the day, so I don't have to do any work about that.
Yeah, anyway, and there's that. But okay,
Nah,
we're gonna
nah,
stop talk.
wah.
We're gonna stop talking about the podcast being here because then we're just gonna stop talking. But anyway, yeah, I caught a really big gar on a
What's a
jugfish.
gar?
Do you know what a jugfish is?
No.
Oh my god, you are okay. A
Wait, what's the
jugfish.
difference between a bass and a gar?
Okay, so okay. A gar is really long and spiky, and I hate them, and that's the reason why I don't go in lakes, because they're gonna bite my leg off, I think, because they have really sharp teeth and they look like an alligator, but their like mouth and their teeth are longer, and their bodies are like it's kind of like a tail. It kind of looks like a tail, their body, so it kind of looks like an alligator, but bigger and scarier and scalier. And then a bass is really small. It can be small or it can be kind of big. They have like tiny teeth and but they're like
Someone,
sharp.
I need to go fishing more.
Yeah. I
I've
mean, like
gone
I have a
fishing
dad
so
and a
many times
brother.
in my life, I've just never bothered to know what type of fish I caught.
Yeah, I don't have the
I was just like, I
patience.
bet I caught one.
I don't have the patience to fish like with a pole. I can't sit there and wait it without, because like I'll try to have a conversation with the person next to me and they're like, shh. I'm like, oh, okay.
We were out on the boat the other day. And my cousin had been like trying to like catch a fish for like a while, and me and my cousin are kind of like in a like lifelong feud or something. Our parentals say that whenever we get older we're gonna be best friends, but we don't know about that yet. So we're kind of mad at each other all the time for no reason, really. But so yeah, he'd been fishing like all day and he hadn't been able to catch anything. Or out on the boat, if I didn't already say that. And then I got a worm on my little hook, and then I caught a fish in the first 5 minutes of me fishing, and he got so mad. Me and Megan were the only two people that caught a fish that day.
Really?
Yeah.
What
It
kind of
was
fish did
so
you catch?
funny
Do you
though.
even know what it kind
I
of
don't
is? Did they
know.
tell you?
I think it was a catfish.
Oh, that's good. Catfish is like, okay, so if y'all don't know, and y'all haven't gone to see my channel or her channel, and you're literally just sitting here watching this hour-long podcast, hi, I'm Kate, and I'm scared of the ocean and the rivers and all that
Ocean.
because of the fish. Mainly because of the fish. Like, they have gars and catfish, huge catfish, and sharp teeth, and it just scares me because you can't see what's under that water. And they
Okay,
could be
listen.
literally waiting for you.
I love the ocean and I love swimming in the ocean and I love the lake and I love swimming in the lake and I'm not scared to just be like neck deep in the lake or the ocean.
Oh, neither am I. It's
Or
just I have to
like,
see what's under me. I
I
have
don't
to.
care if I can see what's under me. See, I don't get scared by those type of things. I'm scared of caterpillars because, like, I'm not scared of them. I'm scared of them touching me and I'm scared of the feeling.
Yeah. It's just that, like, if I'm in the lake by myself, that's not a good sign because, like, I have bad luck. I literally am clumsy as crap. And, like, I have bad luck on everything. And if I'm not with someone in the lake, I'm scared a gar or, like, a really big fish is going to come and eat me down there and I will die. Like,
that I'm not scared of that.
Fear. How are you not? Have you not seen a gar before? Look it up right now.
No, I have. I saw one today.
Yeah, they're freaking...
I'm not scared of that. Oh my gosh, there were so many snakes out there. It was so cool. So, like, when we first got out there, like, we heard, like, this big, like...
rattle.
Like, no, like a... like, you know how, like, whenever fishes, like, come up out of the water and, like, they're, like, flip-flopping around in the water, you know, and you can hear them?
Yeah.
You're like, dang, that's a big fish, because you can hear how, like, big the flop was.
Yeah.
And, like, it was a huge, like, fat flop. It sounded like a shark freaking flopped. And I was like, whoa, that was a big fish. And they go, no, that was a snake. And I was like, really? And, like, there was this huge snake just swimming by. What is that? What are those snakes called? It's a water...
water snake?
No. They have a specific water name. It's like a... it's like a water wrangler or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, there was so many out there. And it was so cool. I cannot be trusted out at the lake by myself. Mm-hmm. Because, many reasons. One reason is because whenever you're, like, crossing the lake, you know, and, like, they gave me rain boots to cross, you know, so that, like, I wouldn't get soaking wet.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, the bottom half of me wouldn't. So, like, there was a certain trail you're supposed to walk in the water so you wouldn't get too deep and your boots wouldn't fill up with water. I didn't want to follow that trail. So, I just walked straight across, and my boots filled up with water. And it was so funny, and I loved it. And I didn't care. And everybody was laughing at me, and I was like, laugh all you want. And that's one of the reasons I can't be trusted in a lake by myself, because I will get soaking wet. Like, if it's freezing outside, I can't go fishing, because I'll get soaking wet. And I'll fall into the lake.
Yeah,
I will fall into the lake.
I'm scared, because, like, okay, so... I used to go to the lake all the time in the summer, like, a couple years back with my friend. I don't even remember her name. It was so long ago. But we'd go at night, like, swimming at night, and that's when all the snakes come out. If you guys know, that's when all the snakes come out. And then, so, yeah, I felt something wrap around my leg and squeeze really tight. And I was like, oh, my God, that's a snake. The snakes, like, try to kill their prey, you know, like that. I was like, holy crap. So I started wiggling my foot around. That's not a good idea, by the way. And then, like, I freaking ran out of there. But it was a snake, and it was huge. And it pretty much was trying to, like, cut my circulation off of my leg and make my leg fall off.
I would not know what to do in that moment. I would literally jump around in the water and try to kick the snake off. That's how, like, jumpy I am. That's how, like, anxious I get. Too.
That's how I got it off, though. Like, it like, let go, and I freaking, like, moved my leg, and I never swam in the lake at night again by myself.
I get too anxious.
Yeah, me too. I get too scared and anxious, like, a mix of those, and I start, like, jumping around. I'm, like, getting so scared and stuff.
And yeah. I realize there's, like, a certain pair of glasses you're supposed to wear when you go fishing. Like, polarized glasses. So that, like, it takes the glare away from the water, and you can, like, see through the water. And I thought that was, like, really cool, because I didn't know that. And I got a brand new pair of glasses today. We found them on the ground at the lake. They were so cool. They were, like, cute glasses.
Did it work, though? Could you see under the water?
They weren't polarized. They were just cute glasses. They were just cute sunglasses. And I kept them.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I want
that fun. Sounds really gross, but it's really not.
If you wash them, it's okay. Because, like, you could have had your nose.
So, I was being really stupid at the lake, and I saw a really, really, like, gross, like, mossy, if that's the right word, and, like, crusty bottle in the water. But, like, it was, like, really close in the water. And I was like, Micah! And he's like, what? Because I didn't want to be loud because Megan was bow fishing. And I was like, come here! He was like, okay. And he came over there and I was like, I think there might be a note in the bottle. He was like, there might be. And I was like, I know. Check. He was like, why don't you check? And I was like, because I don't want to touch that. It's got diseases on it. And he was like, so you want me to touch it? And I go, yeah. He goes, okay. And he went over there. And he, like, tried to, like, clean it off to see if he could see, like, a note on there or something. And right as he cleaned it off, right on the top, it said extra corona. Like, corona extra. And he goes, thanks a lot. Now I got extra corona.
Oh, my God. What if that was real? Would you be so upset, like, if he actually got corona?
There's so that is not how that works.
Well, yeah, I know, but I mean, like...
Did you know, like, not... the corona company is actually going to sue China?
For real?
Yeah, for naming it that.
So what are they going to call it now? The Rona? Like, what are they going to call it?
COVID-19? The Bud Light virus?
And then they get sued? Bud Light. Does China really want to lose all their money right now? Like,
Stardust LED's virus.
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. You're a jerk. Blah, 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 blah. Think about it. During World War One, World War Two, and during, what is it? Back in the days, like Egyptians and all that crap, you had a relative alive. Did you know? You had a relative alive. That's that crazy very to random. Think about. That's crazy to think about, though. Like, I had someone, and I don't know what their name was. That'd be cool. I want to research that. I want to know. I really want to know.
Oh my gosh. One time for Avid, we were having, like, a multicultural fair night thingy. And, like, we had to, like, say, like, what, like, where we're from. And, like, we, like, we're going to bring in, like, we got to pick what we did. But, like, we picked that we were going to do that, and we were going to bring a dish. That's, like, from our, wherever we're from.
Yeah, where were you? And
I'm American, and I'm part British.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm Indian.
Really?
Yeah, I'm Indian. I'm, like, a lot Indian.
Wait, actually?
Yeah. I'm not even joking.
Can you do the Indian accent?
There's no Indian accent.
Yes, there is.
How does it go then?
Like, no, I'm from India.
No, not like that. Wait, did I say Indian?
Yes.
Indian. Wait, what is it called? It's not Indian.
She's like, not Indian.
You're like, Indian. Wait, what is Indian? Indian. Wait.
Indiana?
No, it's like Cherokee. What is that? Indian.
Cherokee Indian.
You know. Indians, like, I'm Cherokee. My great grandmother.
Why'd you say great grandmother? You should have said I'm from, like, the Cherokee tribe.
My great 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 grandma.
Well, why didn't you say that instead of saying freaking I'm Indian?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like freaking Robbie Ross up in here.
My great I don't know how many grades, but she was in the Cherokee tribe, actually.
I know how many. Great, 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 great. I actually did an essay on the Cherokee tribe one time in fourth grade. Wait, no. Yeah, fourth grade, I think. Wait.
Uh-huh.
Third grade?
Yeah. Okay.
I remember that because I had to do it, like, super early in the morning, like, right before it was time to go to school. Because I missed a bunch of days of school and they weren't giving me any extra time to do it.
Wow.
I missed school because I was sick and they didn't give me extra days to do it.
Oh my God, that's stupid.
Remember back in kindergarten where whenever you missed a school day, you had to bring home a bunch of homework and it was like a freaking coloring sheet and a connect the dots? That's so stupid. Like, you think that's like our priorities right now?
Yeah. And also, I would get so upset, like, if my mom didn't sign my folder, or if I left it at home from school, I would get so sad. I'd be like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to leave my folder at home. But now I'm like, I just forgot it. Like, if I forgot my Chromebook at home, I'm just like, I forgot it. And I'm like, okay. Like, I was such a good kid back then. Like, I would
Did
cry
you,
if
wait,
I...
didn't we, did we have the thing at school where, like, we got our folder signed? Did y'all
Yeah.
have that? Yeah.
Yeah. I would cry if I didn't actually get it signed.
Oh my gosh, if I got my folder signed, I'd get in so much trouble.
Oh, signed like that. Like, yeah, we got a sign. We got clips too in like kindergarten.
Oh
Like
my gosh,
red,
I
green,
remember
purple.
in kindergarten, we had like, in Miss Crook's class, we had, like you'd have your name on like this little like thing on the wall. It was like a little holder, and there was like different pieces of paper, and it was like green, blue. It was like green, orange, red, blue, purple, and if you got all the way to per like green was like you were being good, and anytime you did something bad, Miss Crook would be like, "Go flip your card," and you'd have to flip it to the next color. I remember that, and there was also magnets back in second grade at Godley. Like, you had to like move your magnet. Like, if you were bad, like you'd start at the bottom, and if you were bad, you had to move it up one square.
Oh, also, we did this thing called Gator Bucks since our mascot was like an alligator or whatever. It was called Gator Bucks. It was like $1 each. Every time you did something good, you get $1. And then like the best thing you could get was sit at the teacher's desk for the day. You know? Like it'd be like 5 Gator Bucks, you know? Like you'd pay in the Gator Bucks or whatever. That was like my childhood right there.
We had
It was
Wildcat Bucks.
really
Yeah.
see, it's like every mascot.
And
But
like,
how come y'all lived at Godley? Like, I never really heard, like, why.
what?
How come y'all, like, went to Godley school? Did y'all just live there, or did y'all, like, move there?
Oh, and by the way, guys, we're saying Godley because that's like the code name for the city I went to. That's not really where I went.
Yeah.
So, I lived in Godley, and I was going to the Bear School. You know what that, you should know what that means if you know anything about that school. I was going to the Bear School, and that was just really annoying because I lived in Godley, but I was going to the Bear School. I wonder if Godley's like actually a name of the town. I don't know. But so like it was just annoying. So my mom made me go to the same school that was in the same city. And it was a good experience. And then I just came back. And now I go to a B school.
Lovely. Well,
Was
actually,
that
now
story
I
all you
go
were
to.
hoping for?
Now I go to a home school.
Oh, I go to online school.
Guys.
You
Like,
tired?
no, I'm just in the darkness, so.
I'm on a blanket right now. It's cold.
I don't know what to say. I forgot what I was gonna say. Yeah, guys, we don't know if Godley is a actual like city or whatever, or a school or whatever. So if y'all go to Godley and that's an actual school, then I'm sorry to
We're
y'all.
sorry, we just thought that was like a funny word.
Yeah, we don't know if it's actually like a
Goodly,
city or
goodly.
whatever. Yeah, we
Wait, was
just
it
made that up.
goodly? What did we call it? Goodly?
Godly,
Oh
I
God,
think.
okay, I can't even
Yeah.
speak. Can't even remember it well.
Wait. Wait, oh yeah, we also made up Wildcat cards because Godly, we just thought that kind of sounded like we just made up
What
a
wild good it
mascot.
looks.
Yeah, we just made up, since I was talking about my old school. And we had Gator Bucks. We just made up a mascot for Godly. Y'all need to let us know. Like,
If that's
we
like
don't
an
see.
actual school, I'll feel bad if it
Yeah.
is.
Like, we're sorry. We just came up with that. So, sorry.
I'm gonna see if Mr. Lee posted the,
thing
back again.
I really need to figure out what's happening.
My mom told me to go to bed on time.
Today?
And then wake up early. She was like, I want you to go to bed early tonight so you can wake up early in the morning and then do your schoolwork. And I was like, I'll just do my schoolwork tonight. And she was like, what?
What do you mean tonight? Like, it's not going to be open. I'll do it at, like, 12.
Like, we're literally genius for doing this.
Yeah, I was like, the first week, I was like, what the crap? I woke up in the morning and I did it. Because, like, then I was like, that's lame. I just wasted my whole entire day doing schoolwork. What the frack?
I feel like, you know, the first week was the hardest week.
Yeah.
They assigned the most work.
It was all new. Yeah, it was all new. I was so confused. So.
Oh my gosh, if he doesn't freaking assign us work, I'm not going to do it whenever he assigns it. I'm not doing my work for him. I'm going to bed and I'm not going to do work in the morning. Whatever he assigns us, I'm not doing it.
Oh, by the way, y'all, Mr. Lee is also a made-up name. He's one of our old teachers from my old school that we just made up. So,
yeah.
Letting y'all know that.
Most of the names and schools and cities and stuff that we say, we make them up ahead of time because
we don't want you to know where we go.
Yeah, and also we're very, like,
what's it called?
Like, we're very, like, what's it, how do you, what's the right word? Like, very prepared and ready whenever we do a podcast. It's like we're about to present in front of the class.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we got a 4 on our podcast.
A 4 what?
Like, we're in writing class. Like, we're in English.
Ew.
Our star essays. Oh my gosh, I got a 4.
I got a 4 two or three times, right? It was like,
I got a 4
times,
once. Right? I always got 2s. I got straight 2s.
Yeah. So, if y'all don't know, in our class, her name, well, we're not going to say her name, but it's Miss. We'll just call her Miss. Miss, she would always give us a 1, which is like a 0. It sucked so bad. A 1, which would mean it would be like, sucked so bad. A 2 is like on like the 60,
it's,
70
no,
line.
No, 20, no. 2 is like anywhere from 25 to 50. And then 3 is like 70. 60 to 70.
4 is like 85.
No,
really
no, 4 is,
no,
it's 4,
like 100.
4 is a just 100.
Yeah.
And then you can also get a 1, 2, and then a 2, 3.
3, 4, or 4 is what you really want to go for, because 3, 4 is like an 85 or something, she said.
Yeah, you
like
can get 80. A 1, 2, 2, 3, and 3, 4. I got straight 2s, and I got a 4 once. Kate was the CEO of 4s.
Yeah, I got
like,
4s 3 times, and everyone knew it was me.
I'm really good at writing essays, and I could have gotten more 4s. It's just...
Yeah, I'm really good. Like, we're both really good at writing essays. It's
I
could have
gotten more
like
4s.
Class.
It's just... I don't write good with that type of environment. Like, I need more...
there's so many people talking.
Like, I write... No, it's that there's nobody talking.
Oh, yeah! Well, for me, it's like, if you talk and I'm writing, but I don't have the words implanted in my brain, I'm going to get the words confused. Like, that's just me. It's like listening to a song and, like you said, in a book. That's, like, really confusing for me.
Remember that one time we were, like, mad at each other when we were in, like, fifth period, but by lunch we already made up? Yeah, day.
Because,
that day we had a sub. And we had to write a rough draft and a final draft on a summary of a newspaper article, which we did those a lot, which was really stupid. But we had to do that and because the sub was dumb and didn't know that we do the rough draft just, and then the final draft on two separate days, which was really dumb because he made us do it all in one day. And Kate was over here being productive, like, right at the beginning of the class, like, she got to work and, like, she finished and stuff. I was talking the whole time, and I just finished it in the last, I finished in the last 5 minutes. It was the easiest thing ever. I always pick the last essay on the first page. I think most people do that one. And I just summarize the first paragraph of that. I don't do anything else. I just do the first paragraph of that.
She was talking to, let's make up a name, Lily, no, Myra, let's just say that.
We can call her by our real name. It doesn't matter. There's a lot of them in the world.
Yeah, okay, I'll just go with Liliana because she kind of
that's her name. That, I guess. Yeah, that's what she goes with.
Oh, okay, I was about to say, I was like, well, I thought I was okay, anyway. So anyway, she was talking to her the whole time. By the way, guys, when me and her were in a fight, me and Faith, that's who her go-to friend was Liliana. Like, I would always get jealous. I'd be like, but she's having more fun with her than me.
She was my go-to friend. Your go-to friend was, like, the rest of the friend group. Class. Like, none of the friend group would stick with me when we got in fights. They would all stick with you. It was pretty sad.
It really was, but, I mean, I think I would go off and, like, I wouldn't talk bad about you. I'd just tell them about the fight, and I'd be like, I'm really upset. What happened?
They always took your side.
Yeah, they did. I'll say that. They did. They never went with you. But maybe it's because I'm the one who went up
it's
to them first.
It's because I get really defensive, and I will snap back. I will start talking like my email
to our that teacher. If you haven't seen part one, you wouldn't understand.
To Mr. Leh.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, that's what happened. That, and then also
and that's why they never take my side because I just get to. I'm very, what's the word?
Oh, yeah, that one time that you and Morgan and me, we were all sitting there listening to music, but, like, I asked for, like, an AirPod or something, and, like, a wireless headphone, or no, that's the same thing, or, like, a headphone, and then, like, you took one because it was your phone, and Morgan was like, I want to listen to music. I was like, but I asked, you know, like, I asked. And she was like, I don't care. So she took it, and she put it in her ear. And I was like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? We had a sub that day. And so I just scooted all the way over, and we started taking pics of each other and sending them to each other. I sent one to Brooke, and I was like, they're leaving me out. But I was the one who moved over there.
Oh, my gosh, I remember that.
Yeah. I literally was about to cry. I was like, I was actually thinking that. I was like, wow. How rude. I was like, I can't believe
I was so mad that one day you replaced me with Morgan. That one day I was sick and had to stay home.
Replaced me? When? Well, I remember that one day. But I mean, like, oh, like Morgan moved into your chair that one day and it just stuck.
Yeah, she never moved out of my seat. It was annoying.
Yeah, it was that one day. I was like, Morgan, Hannah's not here. Like, we were set. I was like, she's not here. She's sick or something. I think you texted me. I was like, I'm sick. And I was like, you can just sit there for the day. I just said you can just sit there. Like, I'm not meaning anything of, like, you can just sit there forever. I was just like, you can just sit there. She's not here anyway. So she sat there. And then she was like, I'm just not going to move. I was like, why? She was like, because she wasn't here. I was like, yeah, but she's here today. And she was like, well, she's not going to move me. And every time that y'all two would get into, like, a little tiny fight, I would always be in the middle. Like, you would come up to me, did she say anything about me? Or the other way around? Like, it would be like, so, like, maybe you took her chair or other way around. Like, one of y'all would come up to me and be like, she's just so annoying or something like that. I'd be like, oh, my God. About to burst with secrets.
Can dogs have freckles?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, so I hate whenever people say, like, if I drop, like, a bar of soap on the floor, is the floor clean or is the soap dirty? The soap is dirty. From you dropping that little tiny piece of soap onto the floor, it's not going to make your floor clean. It's just going to make all the dirt on your floor come up onto your soap, and then your soap scum come off onto the floor, and then they'll both be dirty.
Or is it if you drop that piece of soap on the ground and as soon as you drop it, it cleanses that tiny spot underneath the
No,
soap?
that's not how it works.
But you like everyone thinks of it that way. But like if you think about it, it is dirty. 'Cause I thought of that first of all when you said that, but then I thought about it and then you explained it. I was like, wait. That's not how it works, 'cause the dirt doesn't automatically move out of like that's not how that works. You have to scrub for it to be clean, and it and if you drop it, now I don't get it. Hello.
Wow, I'm laying down right now.
Oh, so you're tired.
Yes, I am tired, and you've been tired for the past freaking 2 hours, so don't even come at me right now.
So you want to go to bed?
Yes, I do, but you've been wanting to go to bed for the past 2 hours, so you can't come at me.
Not really. I've just been staying up. So you're gonna go to bed.
Once you go to bed, I'll go to bed.
It's gonna be never then. I ain't giving up. Not giving up.
I'm
No.
going to bed right now.
Are you serious?
I'm tired. I'm going to
I
bed
thought
when we
you were gonna.
finish the podcast.
I thought you were gonna stay up until 7 o'clock in the morning because
We
you're
all know that
CEO
you
staying up.
we all know that one of us were gonna crack, and I just wanted to crack earlier than you crack later because I don't want to die of hunger. And when I'm hungry, I mean, wait. When I'm tired, I get hungry.
Go get something to eat.
It's too far.
Well, then find something in the crevice of your bed.
I literally have nothing. I ate all my cosmic brownies.
Oh my God, 81 minutes. 81 minutes. That's like an hour and 20 minutes or 30
It's funny
minutes.
how it doesn't count it in hours, it counts it in minutes.
That's cool. Do you
We're
want to
gonna
hang
get
up?
off the podcast at 100 minutes. I'm kidding, that'd be forever.
Oh, wouldn't it just be 20 more minutes?
But that's so long.
Would you like to end the podcast?
What?